Welcome back once again to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. Mike and Amy in the ASK studio. A show brought to you each and every week by ASK, the greatest IT services company in the galaxy. You can send emails to us if you're so inclined. Send those to bottomline, all one word, bottomline at justask.net.
And it's a .net.
It's .net.
People sometimes just get, you know, type it and they start, the .com comes automatically. And that
That used to be like 5-10 years ago, that was much worse than it is now. Yeah. We've had the .net for 24 years now.
Yes.
And, you know, back in the day before there were a lot of .nets, you know, people say, I sent you that email.
And, it bounced back.
It bounced back. Well, yep. And it almost every time was because it was .com.
.com. But .net people.
.net. Bottom line at justask.net. Mm-hmm. So the next thing I want to talk about, Amy, I'm going to have you talk about because it makes my head hurt, and I'm sure I even understand it. But basically, there's an article that we read, you and I, and you're smarter than me, so I'm going to have you talk about this. The name of the article is called Magic AI. Now, AI, if you don't know, stands for artificial intelligence.
Yes.
These are optical illusions that trick, fool, and flummox computers.
Yeah.
And also Mike Maddox.
Now, I don't know, Mike, if you listen to the episodes where it is, you know, the other host and I. I know.
What's his name? Stu?
Eric.
It's Eric.
Yeah, that's the one. See, I know it's not as good as you and I.
Okay. Near, yeah.
But Eric and I have several times when we're recording have had episodes where Eric has revealed his deep-seated fear of AI and that computers are going to take over.
Really?
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. He's, so the robots kind of, and the computers.
He's kind of a willy-nilly kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, he's got that fear. It's a phobia, really. Yeah. Really. So, and when I saw this, I thought of him. Because, see, this proves that the computers, you know, doesn't take much to fool them, really.
Right. You better explain what it is.
So what it is that, you know, we've got as AI develops and becomes more sophisticated, they are now using this tool, and frequently people will find it out in their social media thing, so that now you're typing something, let's say you're on Facebook and you post a picture and Facebook comes up and says, hey, this is so-and-so's face in this group photo.
Uses artificial intelligence to recognize this is Amy Mumby.
Right.
Okay.
You know, this is her son. This is right. And it
computers
comes up.
Know how to do that.
Right. You know, and you look at that and you go, hey, they're right. That is my mom. Okay. And it's, you know, it's just math behind it, right? Computers is all math, right? Mm-hmm. It's all ones and zeros down at the heart of it. So it all is a program somewhere that tells it how to figure out that this image is that person.
Right.
And it really is surprisingly easy to fool because it is a very complex thing. You know, you and I look at something and we can say, hey, that is a car.
Yeah.
That is,
or that looks like a car,
boat,
but that's not really a car.
Right, right. That is a hedge trimmed to be the shape of a Porsche, and you know that that's a plant, right?
It's a plant, yeah.
What is AI? You know, there's a lot of complicated programming that goes in the background of that so that a computer could look at that and go, oh, that is, it's shaped like a car, but notice the foliage, it's a plant.
Right.
Right?
And computers aren't so good at figuring out
those
nuances. What about computer learning? Because they talk about, well, computers have the ability to learn and teach themselves and get things, you know, more correct over time.
Right.
You know, is there anything to that?
Well, that is true. That it becomes more refined, it becomes more intelligent, it seems more intelligent, right? Mm-hmm. But really, when we're looking at it, it's still the ones and zeros. So when a computer is analyzing a photo, it is analyzing it in a different way than the human mind does. So, for instance, they had examples of just ordinary people wearing glasses, but the glasses, instead of being regular glasses like you and I wear, they had these glasses that were covered with colors. You and I look at it and it just looks kind of like random colors out there, right?
Right.
But because of the way computers interpret those shadows of things, they would see this just regular person's face and go, hey, this actually looks like this famous person, right? And so instead of this being a guy that needs a shave, it's this beautiful actress, right? And it's all because of how it looks at those things, because it really is surprisingly simple to fool AI at this point. You know, it's really in its infancy.
And computers they're taught binomially, right? So they're taught, when they talk about computer learning, it's right or wrong.
Right.
Yes or no. Mm-hmm. It one or zero.
Correct.
And so that makes it harder for a computer to to learn true nuance, because it's always got to be on one side of the line or the other.
Right, until we end up with quantum computers. When we have quantum computing, that's going to put, it's going to be a whole new ball field for AI. It's going to be a whole new ball field for encryption as well.
All of Eric's fears come true.
Yes.
Yeah, so Eric, you know, being somewhat cowardly in general, I guess, I don't know how else to say it. I'm not trying to just be mean to Eric. It's just his nature. You know, he's not, some people are more, you know, bold and brave, and some people are more, you know, cowardly and more soft. And
right.
But Eric, you know, that's something that he has a reason to fear then.
Exactly.
He should be.
And it is very interesting. You can take, because sometimes there are things like those glasses, you and I can look at that and see the random colors on those glasses.
Sure, yeah.
But there are other things where you could take this photo, and they gave a sample of a photo of a panda, and it said, this AI said it's a panda, 57.7% confident that's a panda. And then they overlaid just these random dots lightly enough that when you see the two images together as the human eye, we just see a panda photo still. You know, maybe slightly blurry, but it doesn't look like it's got a bunch of dots and colors, right?
Right.
But this changed this AI from saying, yep, I'm 57% sure it's a panda, to I am 99% sure it's a gibbon.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's just that the computers look at things, they don't look at them like people do.
And they can't take into account larger context sometimes either, so.
Right.
Okay, so get ready, Eric. Your fears are coming true.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be here to report on every miserable minute of it for you.
That's
so
right.
Don't go anywhere. We're coming back after this on Bottom Line IT.